Hi, and welcome to the 8th episode of Furry Talks. This is going to be our Christmas special. Although it's starting on a somber note.
Oh.
So, right now we would like to wish you all at home a Merry Christmas. And, don't let what we're about to talk about bring you down from enjoying your holiday festivities. But yesterday I saw something on Twitter and it disgusted me so bad.
Disgusted me as well.
Yeah. Like it's going back to the commission episode. Where I talked about like some things, but this is almost like a part two of it almost. Just an issue that I didn't think was a problem in the fandom until now. Because I never heard of this happening until now. So, this one Twitter user, let me just quickly find them. All right, Is this still working?
Yeah, it's still working.
Okay. Well, that was a bit awkward. So, this one to a user called Shyman Stardust uploaded a few images that say, don't do this, ever. They got DM'd on Twitter, direct messaged on Twitter of this guy. First he says, I hope you don't mind that I commissioned some art of you being lewd. So then they respond, I do mind. Please don't. Please cancel it. And then this person proceeds to say, not until I see art of your cute self being a naughty boy. Already, what the fuck? No, stop. Like, that's awful.
I believe there's a part two to that tweet, too. It says about him already paying for it and that...
Yeah,
should be thankful for the commission, and it says, for each time you told me to cancel, I'm getting another. That's three now. Everyone's going to think you're a slut.
Yeah.
Really?
They even called them a bitch boy. It's like, I already paid for it. And it's like, not only are you doing something without someone's permission, you're being rude and disrespectful to them. Like, jeez.
And what was the term that we coined because of this? I think we called it, what, commission rape? Which I think really fits the bill on this one, because that is completely wrong. You know, wherever somebody commissions something, you know, even as like a gift, it shouldn't be in a way that's like awkward and harassing almost. Yeah, I'd consider it almost harassing, because you know it's like, come on, man, like, don't do that kind of stuff. I understand completely, like, if you want to, you know, commission somebody a piece of art, but don't let it be a piece that nobody wants.
Or that the person doesn't want completely, like, that would hate it. And according to Shyman, the person, this cunt, deactivated his account. So now Shyman has no way of contacting them to ask them to cancel it.
Wow.
Or finding out where it is. So now if they see the art somewhere, they're going to try and get taken down. And, you know, consent is something that always needs to be given when you do anything. Like, you don't go up to your friend, or you don't go to your friend's house, take one of his ladders, without asking him first if you could use his ladder. Same way as, like, you shouldn't commission lewd art of someone's persona without asking them first. If it's okay if they do, if you do it. Like, and then when they ask you to please stop the person from doing this commission, like, if you've already gone this far, you're already, like, messed up in the head. But to say no, that's even worse.
It's almost like that post that I retweeted on Twitter about that person that had the avian suit on, and like regular people were walking around the con, and she was outside of the con, you know, getting pictures taken and all that kind of stuff, and she had a like a third person point of view camera on her, and people were coming up and all that kind of stuff, and on multiple accounts, people would, you know, grab, like, you know, almost with force her beak. As like, that's just not right at all. The video continues, and then it has a guy saying about or asking this fursuiter if they want to quote unquote Fortnite. I'm guessing, and I'm not 100% sure what, you know, I obviously know what the game is, but the term Fortnite, I guess, like, to dance with moves from Fortnite, I'm not quite sure on that. And to which the fursuiter declined it. She was like, nah, I don't want to do that. And the guy was like, you know, you're going to Fortnite with me. I'm like, dude, that's just not right. Like, don't force someone to do something, or don't force an action onto upon someone that they don't want to receive.
Right. And, yeah. And, you know, this is before Christmas. This is before Christmas. And, you know, obviously... What was that?
That was probably my phone. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, that might show up out on the podcast. But, yeah. And it's like, if you follow an account, okay, and they have no lewd art, or if they say that they don't want lewd art of their account, don't go off and make lewd art or commission lewd art. Like, don't. Do not do that. Without their permission. And if they, and if you ask them and they say no, you shouldn't go off and do it anyway. Not that this person did. He only asked if it was okay afterwards. But in his, but the way he asked, or the way, when he asked the question if it was, if the person minded, it was rhetorical. This sadistic bastard asked a rhetorical question. Because his answer was that he didn't care, pretty much. Whether or not this person liked it, they wanted this. And it's like, no. No.
I just think it comes down to the fact that people don't like to be told no in the fandom. And people should respect that answer as being no. You know, I've seen a lot of people get butt hurt over people saying no. Like,
Especially with art.
then someone says no, no means no. Someone says yes, yes means yes. And people get upset
And like,
over it, and it's just like, there's no need to get upset over it. There's a reason why somebody says no, and there's a reason why somebody says yes to something, whether that be an action, you know, to say something, whatever. You know, some people don't like the answers you give them, you know, on both ends. It's
and
actually kind of sad.
yeah, and then you have beggars who will like go, "Can I have free art, please?" "No, I'm poor, and I my dog died yesterday," and blah 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 blah, make up all these lies trying to win this person over or trying to make them feel guilty. It's like some people make livings off commissions. For some people, that's their only income.
I know it's a sad reality of, you know, people will take advantage of other people, especially people that, you know, I know some commissioners, you know, they work their living ass off, don't charge a lot for their like actually really amazing art, and people still beg for it. It's like, you know, dude, like I already have a low price and I'm working so hard because I set such a low price that I tried to get out a lot of commissions. And then it turns out, you know, it's like, you know, people will do whatever they want, and it's completely sad.
And I've seen some artists completely quit doing art because of this. And it's like you wanted your free art so bad, and now this person that you want the free art from is now gone because of you. How does that make you feel? It's
Well, most of
like
the
I said, some people.
time, these people don't even show or feel emotion because they just don't care. And they should. Honestly, they should.
Like, be more considerate.
Exactly.
And you know, it comes down to what we say. This is, like, there's quite a few people in the fandom, not everyone, that needs to learn a lesson in respect. Like, respect people's opinions, respect people's like requests. Like, if you commission like lewd art of their character and they say stop it, then you respect that and stop it. You need like people need to respect other people's opinions, and like yeah. Like if this is how trust is lost, and also not only this, it gives furries a bad example or a bad image.
Exactly.
It's a bad example for younger, more well, maybe I shouldn't say younger, that sounds wrong, but new furries. It
Pressure.
sets a bad example of what the fandom is to them. And yeah, there's a lot of shit in the fandom, but there's still a lot of good things. And first impressions are lasting impressions. To where if that's someone's first impression of the fandom, that's what they're gonna think. Hey, that's all that furries are. I mean, I remember that happened to me before I joined the fandom, because, you know, as many of you know, I was originally a furry hater. And I believe the first exposure I ever had to furries was that infamous image of a fox fursuit going at it at a chicken fursuit. And that set a bad impression for me of furries.
You know, I think it's so funny. Furries want a good rep especially the social media or the media masses. Yet, there's select few furries that just don't give a shit and have no filter and put everything out there for the world to see. And it's like, So we have furry A that makes really good art, makes realistic art. She even makes fursuits too. She makes really realistic fursuits. And then you have furry B that is lewd, posts a lot of lewd pictures, does a lot of illegal shit, all that kind of stuff. It's like, what is the general public going to see first? I think furry B is going to be a lot more interesting because, to be honest, some people think furry A is just boring and mundane. So they're going to pick furry B to get the spotlight, and that's what ruins it.
Yeah, like, which one sets a better example? A or B? A or B? It's kind of a rhetorical question. A, obviously, would set a better example.
But people are not going to understand that, and they're not going to listen to that, and it's just a sad reality.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, please set a good example so we don't have to... If like, we set a good example in the first place, then we wouldn't have... Then we wouldn't be where we are today with people, like, hating furries. TikTok, I've found, like, I started TikTok recently, and I found that, it's a lot like the old days on TikTok. It's a lot like how it used to be on the internet. Constantly, like, go to hell for a fag, and it's like, all that is like, stop! Jeez. Where do you people come from?
And it's actually really funny, because I've experienced it. You know, I've been in the fandom for almost 7 years now. And I found out most of the people that say that kind of stuff are like 14 or 15 year old kids that are immature and don't know respect and all that kind of stuff. Because I've talked to people, like, I said, why are you saying this kind of stuff? I was like, why are you bothering people that are having a good time? It's just weird and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, so, you know, let them have fun. You know, are they hurting anybody? Well, they're hurting me by existing. I'm like, are they hurting anybody? Well, they fuck dogs and all that kind of shit. I'm like, no, they don't. You're just being a stereotypical prick because you want to believe everything that's on the internet. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. And basically, like, we're starting to make the same points over and over and over again. Right?
Right.
So, yeah. Another thing is that if you have the media, okay, and the media sees, like, one of those bad furries that, like, do all this bad stuff, and, well, all this illegal shit and all that, make lewd fare and all that, and the media reports on that, when medias have a massive audience, like, massive audience is normally, like, news channels, radio shows, other podcasts, and, like, these news articles online, they have audiences. And when the news company is like, hey, look at these furries having an orgy or something like that, what do you think the readers are going to think of furries? They're lewd pieces of shit. Which, they're... Not all of them are. Like, only, like, I'd say maybe around 25 or 30% are lewd. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But the rest of the 70% are good. There's good people. Right?
Right. But it's because of that 30% that makes the whole 100% piece of the pie known as the furry fandom seem like it's very bad in a very hostile environment. It's not. You know, I've been doing this since I was 14. You know, I'm 20 now. And you know, I tell people all the time, you know, people 13, 14, 15 years old, excuse me, they're getting into the fandom. They come to me and they ask, you know, why are people like this in the fandom? I'm just like, that's how it is. I said, that's how it always has been. I said, even, you know, back in the old, you know, late 1990s, that's how it always been. And it's a sad fact.
Yeah.
Should we get better? Absolutely. Should it get better? You damn right it should.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we've pretty much put every point out there that we can make, really, by now. So, now we have to talk about the podcast here. All right, so let me get an understanding with people. I don't have the house I live in to myself that often. I have family in my house often. To where, like, I don't have the house to myself, to where I can do this stuff that often. So I go in my truck. I go in my Chevy. Because it has nice sound, because there's so much, like, fabric and all there in there. And all that in there. And, yeah. And the thing is that where I live in Canada, gas, the price of gas ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. And I don't want to have my truck running in the winter because that uses up fuel. So if I record podcasts in the winter, I'm cold, like really cold. So what we are going to have to do is, because of the cold weather, we're going to have to stop making the podcast only for the winter. Don't think we're done for yet.
Only for the winter. Meanwhile, I stumble over my words.
We are not going to just give up. We are going to push hard the podcast next year. Hopefully 2019 could be a better year. I hope to come back in January. But if the weather's not going to get warmer in January, then soon you're going to see us back. And, you know, we don't want to, like, do this either. But, you know, to be able to keep doing the podcast, I have to think about my own comfort. Like, being, like, freezing and, like, really cold is not... That's not my comfort zone, okay? Like, I'm dedicated to this podcast, but I'm not so dedicated. I'd rather, like, get frostbite or something like that. So, yeah, we're going to have to, like, stop for the winter. But we're going to come back in 2019 stronger, and we're going to come at it hard. Right, Cross?
Right.
And, you know, you can trust us to make sure that we're going to make another episode as soon as we can. Like, the fandom is a big place. And, you know, Midwest Fur Fest had, like, what, 10,000 attendees this year? That's 10,000 furries. And that's not even all of them. So, yeah. We have more than 10,000 furries in the fandom, and there's two of us. So we have content to cover. And, you know, I've really enjoyed doing this podcast so far, and you know, I'd say, what would you say was our highlight this year, Cross?
On the podcast or in the furry fandom?
Let's shoot for both. Like, what would be our highlight, our best highlight in the podcast, and our best highlight in the fandom?
I'd say the best highlight in our podcast was probably having Zillion Ross on here. That was a big pleasure. I mean, I wasn't a part of it, but I did listen into it, and that was a major highlight. And you know, I give you high praise, Modem, for you know, pulling out the stops and interviewing him. That was a real big pleasure to the podcast of having him on here. But as far as the furry fandom goes, our highlight, from what I've seen, I'd probably say that Midwest Fur Fest topping 10,000. I mean, Midwest Fur Fest since, I think, 2017 or 2016 has beat AnthroCon. AnthroCon was the king. It was, you know, the highest attendance for furries as well as fursuiters, I believe. And it was either 2016 or 2017. Midwest Fur Fest had surpassed AnthroCon. So does that mean the crown or, you know, the title, the largest furry convention in the world, gets to be moved? We'll have to see whenever 2019 comes around for AnthroCon. I am personally going to AnthroCon 2019. This is going to be my first furry.
I'm not.
What's that?
I'm sad. Sadly, I'm not. Go on.
But I will be posting coverage whenever I do go. I will be posting updates on my Twitter. I may also, in conjunction with you, Modem, put up like small 2-3-4 minute recordings, and we'll maybe label it as like AnthroCon updates or something like that. And I'll give like, you know, whether it be daily or hourly updates on the actual convention to give almost that like live feel. But I'm having a feeling AnthroCon 2019 is going to be huge. It's going to be a hit.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we're going to have to stop this soon because my phone's running out of battery. But yeah, 2018's been a wild year, hasn't it?
It's been a wild year. Agreed.
Agreed. And yeah, I had some shitty parts, but I had some shit parts, but I've had some good parts. And I'd say one of the best parts would be starting the podcast, and another one of the best parts would be having a co-host now. Like, it's fun to have a co-host, which, Cross, you're much less of a co-host and more of a friend to me. Like, you're a good friend.
Well, thank you, Modem. That honestly really does mean a lot to me because, you know, hate to say it, but I don't have a lot of friends in this world. And, you know, honestly, I wouldn't want to be in any other podcast because this podcast is absolutely awesome. Like, you know, I'm actually able to voice my opinions on stuff and actually have someone to listen to. Not only, you know, a crowd, but also someone like-minded, you know, i.e. the host.
Yeah. And yeah, like, on the podcast, like, I've checked recently and it says that we have 1,200 listens across our episodes, and is like, wow. Oh, this has almost gone on for 30 minutes, and we've only had like 2 topics. So we better sign off. We're bad at like signing off because like we're about to sign off. And it's like, probably listeners out there are like thinking, Now? Or... Well... But, yeah, me and Cross are very thankful to have you, the viewers out there, or listeners out there. This isn't YouTube. We're very thankful to have you listeners out there, because without you, we wouldn't have kept doing this.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. And literally, we can't thank you enough, but... Cross, I think it's time to say goodbye to the podcast for 2018.
Alrighty, guys. I'll see you guys in 2019. Until then, Merry Christmas and have a good year. Have a good new year. I blocked that up so bad. Have a good new year, guys. Been a pleasure.
Yeah. I have the same thing to say. It's like, I've had a good year. I'd say that the podcast is a good thing for me. It's meditative. And, yeah, I won't do another episode till, like, probably not May. Probably I'm going to say shoot for March of 2019. So I would like to wish you guys all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope your guys' 2019 will be good. See you guys next year. Bye.
See you guys. Dear, bye.